This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1984.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home, at school, at play, and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
And away we go with another packed to the brim visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Lots of good music, a visit in Company Corner, a cute go-along-with-the-story poem by our Susie, and of course an interesting and exciting story called Running to Win. Do you ever get discouraged if you don't come in first place at school or in races or in other things you might try to do? Do you feel like just quitting sometimes? Well, today's story will help you, I know, so be sure to stay tuned. Although our programs are especially for the boys and girls, we know there are many adults listening as well. One group of adults that we hear from just about every week are men and women who are behind prison bars. I think our prisoner friends especially enjoy our programs because they don't get to see and associate with boys and girls very often, and many of them have children of their own whom they would love to be with. Just recently, a letter came from a prisoner in Texas who said, "Uncle Charlie, I wouldn't miss your program for anything. I really enjoy it. During this time in prison, I have come to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And so even though I'm not a free man, I still have been set free from my sins." Isn't that a great thought? That's what our cousins' first songs are all about, and I'd like to dedicate these songs to all of our listening friends who may not be free physically, but we want you to know you can be free indeed. Sing it for us, cousins.
He who the Son sets free is free indeed.
That newer chorus reminds me of an older one with the same message. Jesus sets me absolutely free.
Jesus sets me absolutely free. He died on Calvary. He gives me victory. Jesus sets me absolutely free. Praise His name. And that's enough to make me sing. And that's enough to make me
Yes, that's enough to make anybody sing, even those who must spend time behind prison bars. Here comes our 10-year-old Lisa singing a song written by our good friend Johnny Hall, who got his start on Children's Bible Hour many years ago. The song is called "With a Song in My Heart."
I'm happy to say, with each passing day, I never alone. Oh, singing my song. With a song in my heart, I'll walk life's pathway. With a song in my heart, I'll live each day. With a song in my heart, because of Calvary, I'll travel on with a song in my heart.
And now it's time for Company Corner. In Company Corner today is 4-year-old Jonathan. No, this is not the Jonathan you usually hear. He's 5. This is Becky's little brother, Jonathan. And he has such a cute song for our younger listeners all about your happy hands and how you can use them to help others.
Happy hands can help each day. Do the things that parents say. Happy feet can do things too. Trucks and toys and balls. Happy hands can do them all. Play with baby sister too. Pleasing God in all they do. Happy feet can run to bed. Quickly come as mother said. Kneel in prayer they do this too. Pleasing God in all they do.
Well, we're always glad when it's Robin's turn to be with us. How old are you now?
3.
3 years old. Say, you saw something the other day when you were driving down the street with Mommy. What was it?
An air balloon.
You mean one of these big ones that goes up in the air?
Yes.
Oh, what color was it?
Blue.
What were you scared of that was going to happen to the people in there?
I thought they were going to hang out all the time.
What, were you kind of afraid they were going to fall out?
Yes.
Were you? Do you think you'd like to ride in one of those?
No.
No? Oh, I always have wanted to ride in one. That, I think, would be fun. Well, listen, right now we want you to say some scripture and sing a nice song, Do You Wonder Why It Is I Love Him? But first your verse, okay?
1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us.
Let's take time right now to tell the Lord Jesus that we love him, all right? Lord Jesus, we do want to tell you right now that we love you. We love you because you have first loved us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins and for rising again from the dead. And right now, you are in heaven preparing a place for all of those of us who love you. But you're also living right in our hearts and lives, and we can talk to you every day and tell you our problems and our troubles, and you are there to let us know that you care and you love us. Thank you for this time together with our friends around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
You'll be blessed by dress, you'll gain strength to serve through the miracle.
And one of these days, we're going to see our Savior face to face. Our three nieces, Amy, Missy, and Melinda, have a bright song about that day. It's called, There's a New Day Coming.
Now there's a new day coming tomorrow. All those dark clouds will roll away. There'll be no sadness, never a sorrow. I can see the dawning of that day. Since the Savior passed my way, reached out his hand for me, I have never been the same. The Spirit's been set free, now there's a new day coming tomorrow. All those dark clouds will roll away. There'll be no sadness, never a sorrow. I can see the dawning of the day. Walking in the heavenly way, things have really changed. Since I gave my all to him, my life's been rearranged. Now there's a new day coming tomorrow. All those dark clouds will roll away. Day. I can see the dawning of that day.
As the girls were singing that happy song, I thought of a letter that came with a question. So let's take time right now for Answers to Your Bible Questions. Amy wrote to ask,
Uncle Charlie, not long ago my brother was killed in an accident. He was a Christian, so I know he's in heaven. When I get to heaven someday, will I recognize him and will he know me?
Well, Amy, I believe that in heaven we surely will know more than we do here on earth. So, yes, I believe with all my heart that we will recognize our loved ones in heaven. They and us too, of course, will be in our new, healthy, non-handicapped bodies, but we will know each other. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13... Paul says that here on earth it's like looking into a dim mirror, but then we will see clearly. He also says we will know as we are known. Not only will we be able to recognize everyone whom we have known here on earth, but I believe we shall instantly and completely recognize, even without introduction, all the great men and women of God who have ever lived. We'll recognize King David, for instance, and Elijah, and Jonah, and Paul, and Luther, and Wesley, and Wycliffe, and Dwight L. Moody, and many others. Our new bodies and our minds shall be like Christ's, as we're told in 1 John 3:2. But we know that when Christ shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Well, thanks, Amy, for sharing an interesting question. Since we've been talking about things in the Bible, let's take time right now to hear from our Mary Beth with some good scripture and a song all about God's Word.
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which would hereafter believe on him, to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory for ever and ever. Amen. God's Word is your door to adventure. God's Word is your door to adventure. 'Cause living for Jesus is always an adventure. And God's Word is the door. You can read about old Daniel when he was with the lions, Elijah in the desert, and the ravens brought him bread. You can God's Word is your door to adventure. God's Word is your door to adventure. 'Cause living for Jesus is always an adventure. And God's Word is the door.
troubles the Savior used to tell. God's word is your door to adventure. God's word is your door to adventure. 'Cause living for Jesus is always an adventure. And God's word is the door.
Well, thank you, Mary, for those good words of Scripture and that good song as well. God's word is the door. And you know, we put a lot of emphasis upon the Word of God here at Children's Bible Hour. That's why we've put the word Bible right in the middle of our name. And you are listening to the Children's Bible Hour, a radio program that's been on the air since 1942, telling boys and girls of His love, teaching them from the Word of God, and training young people for Christian service. You know, even though there's no treasure hunt or special offer this week, I'd be very happy to hear from you. Perhaps you have a problem with which you'd like help, or a prayer request you'd like our staff to remember. Maybe you'd just like to let us know that you're praying for us and standing behind us in our ministry. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie, or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. Well, before you know it, it'll be time for our interesting, exciting story called Running to Win. And we have two good go-along-with-the-story things today. The first is a cute poem by our Susie. It's called Perseverance, and that big word just simply means keep trying.
Two frogs fell into a can of cream. Or so I've heard it told. The sides of the can were shiny and steep. The cream was deep and cold.
Oh, what's the use? Said number one. 'Tis fate, no help's around. Goodbye, my friend, goodbye, sad world. And weeping still, he drowned. But number two, of sterner stuff, dog paddled in surprise. Then while he wiped his creamy face and dried his creamy eyes, I'll swim a while, at least, he thought, or so it has been said. It wouldn't really help the world if one more frog was dead. An hour or two he kicked and swam. Not once he stopped to mutter, but kicked and swam and swam and kicked, then hopped out. The cream had turned to butter.
Now Darren has a beautiful go-along with the story chorus, Not My Will.
Of the sun, rule within this life that I have offered thee, until everything I do becomes the thing that pleases you. Oh, dear Father, I would be a son indeed, as the race of life I run.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Janice Hansen, is entitled Running to Win.
John, John, he's our man. He can do it. No one can. Yay!
Give me a V.
V.
Give me an I.
I.
Please. Thank you. Well, that's the end of our pep rally, students. You've got a good team spirit, and I know John will do his best to represent us well in the state track meet. You're all dismissed.
Yay!
Way to go,
John. You'll be a winner for sure.
I hope so.
Introducing the John Williams, state champion from Shady Brook Junior High.
Hey, I haven't won yet.
You will.
Just think, you'll get to go to the Capitol, too, and you'll get a ride on the Potomac River.
I'm looking forward to that. My folks will, too. They've traveled a lot for my track meets.
How about celebrating with a banana split? My treat.
No, I'd better not. I'm watching my diet for the race.
Can you believe that? The guy who used to stuff his face every chance he got.
That was me, but running changed me.
Give it all you've got, John.
I will. Oh, I gotta go now. I have to pack when I get home.
Okay, see you later, champ.
It was exciting to be near Washington, D.C., the place where history is made. But John remembered the reason he was there. Oh, he wanted to make his own history. At last, the time for the race arrived. As John joined the other runners on the track, he glanced at his folks in the stands. His mother flashed a smile, and his father put his thumbs up for victory. John was off and running at the sound of the starter's gun. By the second lap, Chet Johnson from Hillsdale was in the lead, followed by Calvin Potts from Lakeview. John was in third place. With an added spurt of power, John edged ahead of Calvin, pulling into second place. Surging forward, John soon took the lead from Chet. One more lap. Could he do it? Just then, Calvin forged ahead and ran neck and neck with John. Now it was a tie. Sweat poured down John's face. He gave it all he had. Pain throbbed in his muscles and he gasped for air. Just inches to go. John pushed on with all his strength, but Calvin kept coming.
That's it, folks. He's done it. Calvin Potts from Lakeview is our state champion.
After everything was over, a disappointed John joined his parents. Hey, that was a great job, John.
Good job. You didn't hear right. I lost.
Oh, you lost the championship, John. But you gave it all you had. You came to do your best, and you did just that. I call that winning. And I'm proud of you.
Sure, because you're my mother. But I failed. I'm a failure. What are the kids back home gonna say? I let them all down. They expected me to win, but I failed them. I'm never gonna run a race again. Never.
Hey, it's not a disgrace to fail unless you just plain quit and give up. Often it takes failure to create success.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, think about Benjamin Franklin. He failed again and again and again before he discovered electricity. And Thomas Edison had many setbacks before he perfected the light bulb. Both men learned and profited from their failures.
That's fine for them, but what about me? What good can come from this? I've wasted my time running.
I don't think that's true. Tell me something, John. How do you feel?
Rotten.
No, I don't mean your attitude. How do you feel physically?
Pretty good. I've lost weight. I'm in shape.
Mm-hmm. Okay, was that easy?
Of course not. I had to practice a lot, work out, give up junk food.
Mm-hmm. By running, you disciplined your body and your mind, and that's profitable. You learn to endure discomfort, to complete a goal, to stay in the race. That's a lesson you can apply all your life. It often takes repeated effort to accomplish anything worthwhile. Success doesn't come easy. In the Bible, in the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul tells us to forget the things which are behind and to reach unto the things which are before, to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, John, don't let this setback keep you from trying again.
But I'm not sure I want to face my friends back home. I let them down. They won't understand.
Oh, you might be surprised. Come on, how about that ride up the Potomac River before we head for home? As the family neared home, they drove near the school. John slumped in the seat and groaned.
Dad, Don't go past the school. Please, not now. I don't want to see anything that reminds me of that race.
But I see something that will interest you, John.
I don't want to see anything or anyone.
John, look. Do you see what's there? Slowly, John turned his head. Looking out the window, he saw a colorful banner stretched across the front of the school. It read, "Welcome home, John. We're proud of you." He settled back in the seat. They did understand. He hadn't come in first. He wasn't state champion. But Dad was right. He had won after all. He had done his best.
On your mark, get set, do the best you can, for the Lord is watching you. All he wants is your best, leave the rest to him, not discouraged, never blue. Though sometimes you may fail, you're a winner still, if you really do your best. Jesus Christ is the judge, he will say, well done, you have really passed the test. On your mark, get set, run the race of life, there's a prize awaiting you. Lay aside every weight, each besetting sin, keep the heavenly goal in view. Witnesses all around watching as you run, never falter,
do you feel badly sometimes because you don't get all A's on your report card, or maybe even all B's or all C's? Remember, God knows what you're able to do and what you can't do. And if you're doing your best, that's all that God expects. Don't be envious if someone does better than you. In God's sight, you have done just as well as they if you have done your best. So, on your mark, get set, run the race of life, and do the best you can. Time's up for today's visit. Hey, I'd like to hear from you this week. I'm Uncle Charlie, and you can write to me at Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip code is 49501. Join us again next week, same time and station, when we'll all be back your way with another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Goodbye now, and God bless you.